Advocates for mental health say Utah policymakers need to consider the important role schools can and should play in keeping at-risk students safe in learning. Studies show many Utah children go without mental health services, even though the need for them is growing. About half of youth ages 12 to 17 who have depression are not receiving treatment. Angela Kimball with the mental health advocacy group Inseparable says kids learning about mental health skills is just as important as their history, math, and reading lessons.
Schools can help promote resilience and skills like getting along with others, healthy coping skills, making responsible choices. All of those things can help mitigate against mental health challenges later on. But the other thing that schools can do is provide early interventions and support.
She cites an analysis that finds students receiving school-based services are 6 times more likely to complete a full course of treatment, gain important mental health literacy and life skills, and do better in school than those who depend only on community-based services. Kimball says many factors can contribute to a lack of services, including cost, transportation issues, lack of providers, insurance barriers, and stigma. Educators say it's a major concern that poor mental health can interfere with a child's ability to learn.
There were growing mental health needs amongst youth prior to the pandemic. But one of the things we know about the pandemic is that isolation really exacerbated mental health challenges amongst youth. And we're still seeing the effects today.
Kimball says school-based services improve access to care and think one of Utah's goals should be able to lower the ratio of school-based psychologists and social workers to students in the schools. A 2022 report found it much higher than recommended levels.
We are starting to see some improvements in student mental health, but the need is still very, very high. So we can't let our foot off the pedal now. We really need to do everything we can to build the workforce and to make sure students are supported.
For Public News Service, I'm Mark Richardson. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.